Archers for the week 5 to 10 December 2004.
Kenton's upset Kathy again.
I'm overreacting. Is that what you rang me for, to tell me that? Oh, go to hell, Kenton.
Who was that?
It was Kenton.
Has he changed his mind? Is he coming back?
No, he's not.
Oh, what about the pantomime? We can still go, can't we?
Yeah, I suppose so, love. Look, go and get your coat and gloves. We don't want to be late for the rehearsal.
All right.
And don't forget your hat.
Do I have to wear that?
Yes, you do. Don't be awkward, please. Oh. Oh, Owen, hello.
I wondered if you might need a lift down to the rehearsal.
Oh, right, yeah, thanks.
It's just I know your car's been playing
up. Yes, that's kind.
Well, but if you'd rather not...
Oh, no, it's very nice of you. Jim is just getting his things. Come in.
Well, it's actually quite chilly out. Yeah, that's why I thought you might want
to... Yes, it was very kind.
Kathy, you all right?
Kenton just rang.
Oh dear, what bad news?
He's decided to stay in New Zealand for Christmas.
Oh, I see.
He rang on Friday and told me. So when I got the call just now, I thought he changed his mind.
But he hadn't?
No.
So why did he ring?
You tell me. He was in a club by the sound of it. Lord knows what time it is there.
Oh, it's about 2 a.m.
I should have seen it coming, I suppose. The way things were between us before he went.
Yeah, but to do this to you is not...
Well, he wanted to be with Mary. I understand that. But we had plans for Christmas.
Oh, did you?
Of course. Don't know what I'm going to do now.
Well, look, if there's any way I can help...
Oh, thanks. It's good to know there are some reliable men in the world.
Can't find my hat. Oh, hi, Owen.
Hi, Jamie.
Owen's come to give us a lift down to the village hall.
Does that mean I don't have to wear my hat?
Hi, Susan. I didn't think you were down on the schedule for this afternoon.
No, I'm not. I've come to make sure this one puts in an appearance.
I'm knackered after yesterday. I was going to have a rest.
Why, what did you do yesterday?
No, we played football, that's all.
That's all?
Take no notice of him.
Oh, with this new five-a-side team. Alistair was telling me about it.
Wouldn't have been so bad if it was five-a-side. Only six of us turned up.
I can see why you're tired.
Could have done without coming down
here. Oh, stop whinging.
Feels like we live here.
Linda is putting the pressure on a bit.
Well, with these last-minute cast changes...
Yeah, I thought old Booth was bad,
oh,
but...
Oh, Christopher. Owen's doing his best.
Linda didn't have a lot of choice.
Kathy was very keen on him taking part.
And Linda had cast just about everyone else in the village. So, how's the house coming on, Susan?
Don't ask.
Oh, slowly, I'm afraid. And he's getting so chilly in that caravan, particularly first thing in the morning.
Chilly? It's like the North Pole.
Well, I mean, it's not so bad once we get the heater on.
But you have to get out of bed to do that, don't you?
Yeah. Neil and me are taking it in turns.
So you won't be in the new house for Christmas?
Next Christmas, maybe.
No, it doesn't look like it, I'm afraid.
Oh, it's a shame.
I'll say.
So what'll you do?
Make the best of it. It'll be, a challenge.
Yeah.
You're not going to Emma's?
We haven't been asked.
Well, it is their first Christmas as a married couple. I expect they want it to be just the two of them.
Bet they do.
Well, it's their only chance. I mean, this time next year, they'll have the baby. Oh,
yes, of course they will.
What are we going to do, Mum? We can't spend Christmas in that poxy caravan.
You could go out for Christmas lunch. A lot of people do these days.
Yeah, I thought about that, but we just can't afford it. All the spare money's going into the house.
Why didn't you tell me? I can pay.
You?
I'm earning. We could go to Grey Gables.
Oh, that's really sweet of you, love, but I really...
I just want a decent Christmas dinner.
Oh, you'd certainly get that at Grey Gables.
Yeah, it's a price. We can't take your money, Christopher. It's too much.
Could be my Christmas present for you and Dad. I can never think of what to get you.
No, really, love, we couldn't. It's a lovely thought, but...
I'll talk to Dad tonight.
Well, he'll say the same. So what are you doing this Christmas, Shula?
Going to Brookfield, thank heaven.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, it is. Alistair's father and I don't have to pretend we like each other.
Oh, dear.
Not that he tries very hard. And Daniel will have his cousins to play with, so we're all happy.
Busy time for Ruth, then.
She's not cooking. Mum is. Anyway, Elizabeth and Nigel are going to his sister's, and there won't be that many of us. So as long as David's got rid of that musical Father Christmas...
Will Kenton be back?
Oh, who knows? We haven't heard from him since he got there. I must ask Kathy if he's rung her.
Oh, here she is.
And laughing, boy.
Oh, yeah. Looks like they came together.
Follows around like a little dog.
I hadn't really noticed.
Well, like I said, it's Kathy's idea he joined the cast.
Yeah, and it can't have been because she thought he could act.
Oh, Christopher.
Oh, look, Jamie, Daniel's here.
Great, Daniel!
Now, don't go outside, will you? Did you hear me?
Yeah, I'm sure he won't.
I just worry about him when he's with Daniel.
Well, you shouldn't, though. He's such a good mother.
Kenton had got us tickets to go to the pantomime in Falbersham next week. Don't know what we're going to do now.
You can still go.
It's not going to be much fun for Jamie, stuck with his old mum again. He has enough of that as it is.
I could come if you like.
Oh, well, Wynne, that's really sweet of you.
Well, I mean, if you've got a spare ticket, I'd be happy to take it off your hands.
Oh, now I feel I've blackmailed you into it.
No, I'd like to come.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's very kind of you. But hang on, though. It might not be your night off.
Well, when is it?
Wednesday.
What a coincidence. I mean, that is my night off.
Oh, that's great. Oh, it means a lot to me. Thank you.
No. Thank you. My pleasure.
There you are. Look at that.
Oh, Susan. A hug between friends.
Oh, gross. The guy's weird.
Oh, he's just quiet, that's all. Shy. I mean, some women find that very attractive.
She's yonks older than
him. Oh, Christopher, she isn't. Anyway. Oh,
afternoon, Kathy. Any sign of Linda getting this thing started?
No, she's locked in one of her battles with Joe.
Great.
Which is why Owen and I were wondering if you fancied running through your scene while we're waiting, Christopher.
Oh, well,
it'd help Owen get on top of the lines.
Oh, I wouldn't do you any harm to run through them either.
Thanks, Mum.
I'll be the prompt.
Oh, thank you, Susan. Owen's over there.
Come on then, Christopher. Let's see if we can find somewhere a bit quieter.
He'd really appreciate it. Poor old Owen. He's still quite nervous about all of this.
Oh, it must be hard coming into the production at such a late stage.
And it's not something he's done before.
No?
No. He's such a quiet chap. But I think this is helping to bring him out of his shell a bit. He's really nice when you get to know him.
Yeah, it seems to be.
So thoughtful and reliable.
Yes. Kathy, I hope you don't mind me asking, but have you heard from Kenton lately?
Yeah, I've heard.
I did give him a quick call to make sure he and Mary got there, but...
But he hasn't rung anyone? Not even your mother?
No. Why? Is something the matter?
Oh, that's just great. So I'm supposed to break the news to you too.
What news? What's happened?
He's staying in New Zealand for Christmas. He won't be back till January.
He'll be there for Christmas, but why?
He wants to spend Christmas with Mary. He always did.
Yeah, well, I can understand that, but what about the calf?
He's leaving Emma in charge.
Oh, I see. Well, I know she's very competent.
But she's also 5 months pregnant and newly married. But what does that matter as long as Kenton gets what he wants?
Oh, Kathy, I'm sorry.
No, I shouldn't be talking to you like this.
I don't blame you.
I can't believe he didn't let any of you know.
No, he'll have meant to. Then something will have come up.
Yeah, well, I'm afraid I've got a bit sick of that.
Yes.
I'm going to stick to people I can rely on.
Yo-ho, my boy.
Do you have to say yo-ho? Can you cut it?
It is in the script.
Yeah, and I don't think we should alter things without asking Mrs. Snell.
Well, they're not your lines anyway, Christopher.
It's me, Sesame. It makes me feel daft.
Yeah, well, look, I'll mention it to her. Can we get on?
Sorry, I'm only trying to help. One less line for you to learn.
Yeah, well, I'll manage.
Go on, then. I haven't got anything to say yet.
Yo-ho, boy. No more work tonight. It's...
Need some help now?
Christmas Eve.
Yeah, of course. I knew that.
Sorry.
Yeah. Yo-ho, my boy. No more work tonight. It's Christmas Eve.
He's forgotten my name, Mum.
Yeah. Thank you, prompt.
Ebenezer.
Oh, Ebenezer. Yeah, thank you. So...
From the top?
Yeah. Yo-ho, my boy. No more work tonight. It's Christmas Eve, Ebenezer. Let's have the shutters up before you can say...
You're supposed to clap your hands after let's have the shutters up.
Am I?
Yeah, it is in the stage directions.
Yeah, all right. Yo-ho, boy. No more work tonight. It's Christmas Eve, Ebenezer. Let's have the shutters up before you can say...
before you can say...
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious?
Christopher!
Look, this isn't helping. If you're just going to make fun of me, then I'm...
See what I mean, Mum? Weird.
I know you probably think I'm overreacting.
No, not at all.
Well, Kenton does. He rang me specially to say so.
Did he? Oh.
Just before we came out.
But it must have been the early hours of the morning in New Zealand.
I think he was in a bar.
Oh, I see.
He got a bit maudlin. Said he was ringing to make sure I was all right.
I suppose that was something.
Only when I said I wasn't, he didn't want to know.
Oh. I don't know what to say to you, Cathy. I can't excuse him.
I understand Mary coming first with him. Of course I do.
But he's behaving so thoughtlessly.
Yeah, and it's hard to explain to Jamie. He was jealous enough of her as it was.
Yeah, it must be. But surely there are lots of other things for Jamie to look forward to this Christmas, aren't there? Even if Kenton isn't here.
I suppose so.
It's the Christmas assembly at Loxley Barrett tomorrow. All the kids are getting excited about that.
Yeah, that's true.
And the Chris Tingle service on Thursday.
Oh, yes. Jamie always enjoys that.
So does Daniel. Well, not for the right reasons, I'm afraid.
Oh, dear.
Talking of which, can you see them anywhere?
No. No, I can't. Oh, I told Jamie not to go outside.
It won't have been his idea. Don't worry. I'll find them. Oh, afternoon, Eric.
Yeah, afternoon.
You've finished already? That was quick.
Yeah, well, it was a short scene.
So how did it go?
Yeah, you know, not too bad.
You feel more confident about it now?
Yeah. Don't worry about me, I'll be fine.
I'm sure you will.
Did you want me, Mum?
Oh, right, I just wonder where you were, that's all.
I'm here.
And where's Daniel?
He went outside, but I didn't.
Good boy.
I know. That's why Father Christmas is bringing me lots of presents.
Oh, Jamie.
Well, it is, isn't it?
You'll have to wait and see. But I've got some good news about pantomime.
Is Kenton coming?
No, but it doesn't matter. Owen's going to come with us instead.
Oh, right.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
We'll have a great time.
As long as we go.
Yeah, it'll be fun. You, me and your mum. The Three Musketeers.
Oh, well, Owen.
Who?
You haven't got time to cook it.
I have a bit of mine. I'm not going to finish all this.
You sure? Got to keep your strength up.
Don't tell me I'm eating for two.
No. I was thinking, now you're in charge of the caffle over Christmas.
And the New Year.
Oh, it'll be a lot of work for you. Not very considerate of Kenton to change his mind like that.
I don't mind. Be good experience.
I suppose. Just don't want you tiring yourself out.
I'm fine. The only thing tiring about my job is having to listen to Beth yakking on all day.
She's fond of the sound of her own voice.
Well, I'm not. I've never known anyone with so many opinions. Most of them wrong.
That's just because she's a Yank. Well, they're not like us.
Well, she's really not right for the job either. I can't think why Kenton took her on.
Who knows why Kenton does anything?
She's always late.
You'll have to put a stop to that. Now you're the boss.
Yeah, I shall.
You should do something about Ed as well.
Ed?
You said he's always coming in and distracting her.
Yeah, but...
Ban him.
I don't think I can do that.
Why not? Well, I've told Roy, if Ed's playing on this football team he's starting up, I'm not.
Yeah, but that's a bit different.
If he's stopping Beth doing her job properly, you'll have to put your foot down.
I suppose so. Ah, this is great, isn't it?
What?
Both of us doing so well. Me in charge of the calf and you running a big shoot on your own.
Oh, I've got George.
We're a real power couple.
I only hope it goes off all right.
Yeah, of course it will.
I had that trouble about the beaters last week.
Brian said you can use Debbie and Adam though, didn't he?
Yeah, but just imagine, I'll have to, like, you know, order them round.
I know. Great, innit?
Now, you two, get on with your cereal while I get your things ready for school. Yes, come in.
Sorry to disturb you.
Oh, Owen, what's the matter? This really isn't a very good time.
Yeah, I appreciate that, but...
Can it wait till later?
Well, no, not really.
Can't you see me in the office?
You're not going to be there. It says so in the diary.
I'll be back by 11. It's the children's school Christmas assembly, which is another reason why this isn't a good time. They're so excited.
Well, I wanted to catch you before you went.
Well, you're here now, I suppose. What is it? Make it quick.
Well, it's about my day off next week.
Owen, is that all? I thought the kitchen had burned down at least.
I must have Wednesday off.
Yeah, well, I'm sure we can arrange something.
Yeah?
But I really don't appreciate being disturbed at this time of the day about something so routine.
No, you don't understand.
And I don't know what you expect me to do about it. I did have the staff rotas here.
Yeah, I know, but I just wanted to tell you I have to have Wednesday off.
Yes. Yes, well, you've made your point.
So, can I?
I don't know. I'll see what I can do at the proper time and in the proper place. Come and see me later.
The order's in the kitchen. It won't be long now.
Hi, Emmy. Oh, it's a beautiful day.
You're late.
Yeah, I know. Sorry. The way it was, you see, I was...
No, I'm really not interested. Just don't let it happen again, okay?
Well, Ed and I had quite a night of it, if you know what I mean. But you're right. That's no excuse.
No, it isn't.
Well, it's just so hard to get out of bed sometimes, isn't it?
Not if you take your responsibility seriously.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Oh, must be tough for you now. Kenton's not coming back till January.
I'll be fine, as long as I get the support from my staff.
Gotcha. Sorry, it won't happen again.
Good. Staying in bed is a luxury not all of us can afford.
Oh. Things not going so well in that department for you?
What?
Oh, honey, it happens. All couples have their ups and downs. I mean, what with you worrying about the calf?
I'm not worried about the calf. And anyway,
and hasn't Will got some shooting thing on this week?
Yeah, on Thursday.
And you must be tired with you being pregnant and all.
Beth!
Okay, okay. I didn't mean to. Look, it's just girls talk, you know?
Could you just get on with serving some customers, please?
See if you can find David and Alistair. They're over by the wall.
What a crowd. I didn't think it would be this hard to get a seat.
It's always very popular.
A lot of parents try to get time off work.
Standing room only. But Nigel can find David and Alistair in the crush.
Yeah, look, he has. Oh, and there's Mum and Dad. I'm glad they found seats.
We were lucky to get such good ones. I did want to be close enough to see the children. They're so excited.
It is very special, their first school Christmas.
Yes, it is.
They're going to sing Away in a Manger. Lily's so nervous, bless her. She's sure she'll forget the words.
I've got one like that. Kept in such a state about her Christmas concert.
Oh, when is that?
Next week.
Actually, I was going to ask you, do you know if Ken will be back by then? He said he'd like to come.
Oh, did he?
Well, he said a lot of things.
You've heard from him?
I rang him yesterday. I hope I've shamed him enough to give you both a call. He's rung Mum and Dad.
What's he done now?
He won't be back for Christmas.
Really? He's staying in New Zealand?
Yeah. Kathy told me at the rehearsal yesterday. He rang her with the glad tidings on Friday.
Oh, well.
Didn't think he'd let his own family know.
We weren't expecting him for lunch at Brookfield, to be fair.
Well, he would have dropped round in the afternoon. He could have at least warned Mum and Dad. I know they'll be disappointed.
I'd assumed he'd be spending the day with Kathy.
Yeah, so did she.
Is she very upset? I haven't seen her this morning.
Yes, she is.
I'm not surprised.
Sid's having Jamie on Christmas Day, so she'll be all on her own.
I know. I could kill Kenton sometimes.
Oh, I suppose he wanted to be with Mary.
Yeah, but even so, poor Kathy.
She's got the Christmas Carol to take her mind off it.
Not much of a consolation.
Oh, I don't know. She seems to be throwing herself into it.
Does she?
Oh, yes. Owen and she are always practising their lines around the place. It's getting quite irritating.
I suppose she feels responsible for him because she persuaded him to take the part on.
Did she?
Yes, yes, we were surprised. It's not his kind of thing at all. Though it's certainly bringing him out of his shell.
Is it?
Yes, you know, he had the nerve to come into my kitchen first thing this morning when I was trying to get the children breakfast. Cheek!
He won't do that again in a hurry.
I should hope not. Though Nigel thinks Kathy's been good for him.
Does he?
Yeah, it's given Owen a bit more confidence, having Kathy as a friend.
Always helps.
Well, some people in the cast think they might be more than friends.
Owen and Kathy? Oh, that's ridiculous.
You think so?
They don't seem a very likely couple.
Yeah, of course they don't. I'm not even sure he's straight.
You don't have to tell the whole world.
I'm sorry. It'd be such a stupid idea.
Oh, look, I think they're going to start. Oh, aren't they sweet?
Yes, and so tiny, you forget.
Lily and Freddie look so serious.
Reception class would like to welcome you all to our Christmas assembly. We hope you'll enjoy the carol we're going to sing.
And look at Lily.
The last verse.
Oh, here, Elizabeth, have a tissue.
Thank you.
You nearly finished that?
Pretty much.
Good. Well, when you have. Could you give the tables a good wipe down now we're not so busy?
Yeah, of course. Like, Emmy, I'm sorry about this morning.
It's all right. Just as long as it don't happen again.
I didn't mean being late. The other stuff.
Oh, that.
I guess you thought I was getting a bit too personal.
Well, yeah, I did.
But you'll have to forgive me. I'm just an American, you know, trying to get the hang of all this British reserve.
Oh, it's all right.
No, I was out of line. And that's a shame, because I'd like us to be friends.
Would you?
Yeah. I mean, you're married to my guy's brother. We could double date.
I'm not sure that's such a good idea.
Why not? You and Ed seem to get on pretty well.
It's just, we all grew up together.
Well, there you are. Ed and I went to this great club on Saturday. I'm sure you would have liked it.
We're not much for clubbing, me and Will.
You mean with you being pregnant?
No, that wouldn't stop me. It's just
the elephant in the room.
I'm sorry?
This big problem everyone knows is there, but you all try to pretend isn't.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, come on, Emmy. This thing between Ed and Will.
What thing?
Oh, it's okay. You can be straight with me. Ed's told me.
What? What has he told you?
This sibling rivalry baloney. Ed being the bad boy and Will, goody two-shoes.
Don't talk about Will like that.
Sorry. Sorry. Jeez, you're all so touchy. Ed's the same.
Is he?
Look, why is it such a dark secret? Stuff happens. That's families for you. 98% dysfunctional.
Beth, I don't want to be rude.
Oh, meaning you're going to be.
But you've known Ed for about 5 minutes.
That's why I'm such a godsend to you all.
Oh, is that right?
We have this saying, the outsider sees most of the game.
Onlooker.
Or whatever. So, looking on from the outside, I can see you all need to put your cards on the table, get everything out in the open, name the elephant.
Yeah, well, you're perfectly entitled to your opinion, of course.
Oh, meaning I'm not. See, I'm picking up on the language.
But that's not the way we do things.
Why not?
I don't want to.
Like, what's all this stuff about Will not wanting Ed on the soccer team? God. How old are they?
That's between them. Leave them to sort it out.
You don't think we could knock some sense into their heads?
No, I don't. You might fancy yourself as Ambridge's answer to Jerry Springer.
Oh, I wish! The money that guy makes.
But we don't want to be guests on your show. None of us do. So can we drop it?
Come in a minute, Ruth, and I'll find your card. And then we can have some coffee.
Oh, I was wondering...
Owen, you startled me.
You said I could wait here for you.
I didn't think I did, exactly.
Well, I'm sorry, but this is important.
Shall I go down, Elizabeth? I could put the kettle on.
No, it shouldn't take a minute. I can see I'm not going to get any peace until this day off is changed.
Oh, I would be very grateful.
Well, let me bring up the rotors. Oh, your card's over there, Ruth.
Thanks. Expect yours on Christmas Eve.
Okay.
Every year it's the same. I make such good resolutions and then... Oh, I expect you are much more organised, aren't you, Owen?
Me? Oh, well, I don't have that many to send.
You must be so busy at Christmas time.
No, not really.
She means at work, and yes, we are.
Oh, yes. Yeah, we are.
She's just saying that to shame me because I haven't got a card.
Right.
If the cap fits.
See?
Yeah.
It's good of you to take on this part in a Christmas carol when you're so busy.
Yeah, well, you know.
I admire you. Must be quite hard coming into the show at the last minute.
Yeah, maybe.
I expect everyone's trying to help you, though.
Well, Kathy is, yes.
Sorry, Owen, this is going to be more complicated than I thought.
Oh, no.
Well, the only way I think I can manage it is if you swapped with Kathy.
No, I can't do that.
You haven't even asked her yet.
I'm sure she wouldn't mind.
No, you don't understand. It's Kathy I'm going out with on Wednesday.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, to the pantomime in Felpersham.
Oh, the kids wanted to see that, but we couldn't get tickets. They're like gold dust.
Yeah, well, Kenton was supposed to take her. He got the tickets.
Might have known it would be his fault somehow.
And I don't want Kathy to be let down again.
Oh, Jamie.
Yes, of course.
He'd be so disappointed.
Oh, there must be a way. There must.
Oh, all right, I expect I can manage something. It's a good thing I'm full of the Christmas spirit.
Isn't it?
I'll sort something out.
Oh, thanks.
As it means so much to all of you.
Yes. Yes, it does.
Tom's empire is expanding.
Hiya.
Oh, mucky up here.
Yeah, I did warn you, Kirsty. Did you get the tickets?
Yep, here they all are.
That's great. Thanks.
Plane, hotel, opera, museum. Now they're going to fit it all in.
I wanted it to be special.
Oh, is that all right? Oh, package. Oh, they're excited.
Like kids before Christmas. Keep asking me cunning questions to try and find out where they're going.
They know they need the passports, though, yeah?
Well, it doesn't narrow the field. But I'm not telling them anything else. I want it to be a total surprise.
Oh, it will be. Oh, how'd you get on with Stan?
No joy. He's not interested in taking on any more work.
Well, that's what you thought you'd say, though, wasn't it?
Yeah. He says he's really coasting down to retirement now.
Oh, that's fair enough.
Yeah, it's not a huge problem. He wants to go at the end of February.
That's not too bad.
No. It'll give the replacement butcher a couple of months to get used to our operation before we go into daily production.
We need to advertise soon, then.
Yeah, I've sorted that. I rang the Echo as soon as he turned me down.
Oh, Mr. Efficient.
Mm-hmm. Got to be.
Oh, where are these boars going? Seems to be getting restless.
I'm putting them in the pen with the gilts.
Well, the girls seem quite happy about it.
Oh, yeah. They're the keen ones.
But won't the boars fight over them if you put both them in there at once?
No, no. They've grown up together. Like brothers, they won't fight.
Pity doesn't work with humans.
What?
Nothing.
The gilts are on heat, see? I pressed their backs behind the ribcage. Quite rigid, you can always tell.
Yeah, well, don't try it with me.
I think I can read your signs.
Oh, can you? It'll be a long time before I decide to produce offspring. I'll tell you that for nothing.
Fine by me. What's brought this on?
Oh, I went for a coffee in the cafe after I picked up the tickets.
Oh, yeah? How's Emma coping now Kenton's left her in the lurch?
Oh, she's fine. She could run that place standing on her head. She's a really bright girl, but... Oh, her brilliant career is going to come crashing to a halt soon, isn't it?
Because of the baby? I thought she was going to go back to work.
Well, that's what she says now, but... I mean, babies change things.
Yeah, I suppose.
And even if she does, it'll slow her down, won't it?
Well, maybe she doesn't mind.
Maybe. But with Emma getting bigger and bigger and more trapped, and Beth babbling on about seeing the world...
She does go on a bit, doesn't she?
It depressed me. It really did. Oh, no babies for me for a long time.
All right. I'll just have to wait till you get that faraway look in your eye then, won't I?
What?
That's how Neil says you can tell the sows already.
Oh, you'll have a long wait, I tell you. Oh, I think your father's to be getting impatient.
Right then. Can you open this gate for me while I push them through?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, in you go, lads. That's the way.
You about finished then?
I'd better hang on here for a bit.
What, and watch them?
Yeah, just make sure they know what they're doing.
Oh, you're too conscientious, Tom. Oh, I'll be at the ball.
Peggy won't be long with the tea.
Oh, that's okay. I'm not in any hurry.
Aren't you? I thought you'd be busy with Christmas coming up.
Oh, yes, we are.
Oh, it's nice of you to make the time to come and see us.
I wanted to spread the good news.
I can't remember the last time you came.
I should get over more often.
Oh, well, I didn't mean... I was really trying to remember... My memory's not what it was.
That makes two of us. I can't remember myself.
So, what is this good news?
That Helen feels well enough to do a day in the shop this week.
Oh, yes, of course, you said. See what I mean? Well, that is good news.
I think so. Of course, she'll have to get back to the clinic afterwards.
The clinic? Oh, yes, she's still there, isn't she?
But it's a good sign.
It is.
I'm hoping it means she'll be able to spend some of Christmas with us.
Well, that would be nice. Won't be long now, will it?
No, it won't.
Something to look forward to.
Yes. Things do seem to be brightening up for us.
I'm very glad to hear it.
Going away this weekend for our anniversary.
Oh, that's nice. Where are you going?
I don't know.
Oh, dear. Have you forgotten? Does Tony know?
No, he doesn't know either.
Good heavens! Then how are you going to get there?
It's a surprise. Tom's arranged it all, but we don't know where we're going yet.
Don't you? I do.
You do?
Yes. He was talking to Peggy about it. Only... Oh, yes, you're right. It is a secret. You're not supposed to know.
We're not supposed to.
But... I shouldn't have said anything, should I? Oh, dear.
You could give me a little hint.
Oh, I don't know. I've said more than I should already, haven't I?
Not really. You haven't told me anything.
Tony will love it, of course.
Tony will? Won't I?
Oh, yes. Probably.
Probably?
Oh, I've said too much. Peggy will be so cross.
I won't tell her. It'll be our little secret.
I don't think I'm very good at secrets.
Well, you could tell me what kind of clothes I should take.
Well...
Oh, Jack, please, I might need to buy some new ones.
Oh, I shouldn't think so. Unless you want to get some waders.
Waders?
Oh, don't worry. Wellingtons will do, I'm sure. Unless...
Unless what?
I suppose you might need a sou'wester.
A sou'wester? Good Lord, where are we going?
It's a fishing trip, isn't it? I thought you knew that.
There. They all look happy, don't they?
They do.
You can practically hear them humming.
I wouldn't go that far. No, they do seem a lot more contented.
The higher fibre ration seems to be having an effect already.
Good. Well, let's hope it's not long before we start to see a difference in the butterfat levels on the milk statement.
Sam thinks that should work its way through pretty soon.
Good hope.
Oh, while I remember, do you want me to pick up those Christmas labels for the beef packs?
What, do you think you're going to Butchester?
Yeah, tomorrow, probably.
Oh, that'd be great, yeah.
I might do a bit of Christmas shopping while I'm there. So, have you got any ideas for the kids?
What? This early?
It's not early for most people.
If you say so.
The kids want to put the decorations up this weekend. We could do with some new ones.
Yeah, I'm looking a bit tatty. If you see a jingling Christmas tree.
I'll walk straight past it. The singing Santa's enough for me. And I must get some cards.
No, that's breaking with tradition. No one gets our cards till the new year.
Not this year. I'm taking a leaf out of Elizabeth's book.
No, it's easy for them. They just churn out endless pictures of Lower Loxley.
The twins are on it this year.
Yeah?
Family group. Mm. Junior got in on the act too.
She would.
Look rather nice. In fact... I was wondering if...
No, please. Stick to Robin's.
All right. Maybe I'll go to Felvisham instead.
Oh, plenty of card shops in Borchester.
We'll see if there are any returns for that pantomime. Josh is still going on about it.
Oh, I know. Once he gets an idea in his head.
When he finds out Jamie Perks is going, our life won't be worth living.
Is he?
Yeah. Canton got the tickets before he went.
He could have got some for us.
He could.
Hey, hang on. That means there's one going spare, doesn't it? Can't Josh have that?
No, Owen's going, apparently.
Is he?
Yeah. I think he's got a little crush on Cathy.
Mm. Well, that's a coincidence, because Adam thinks he's got a crush on Ian.
Really?
Yeah, Debbie told me.
I never realised Owen was so interesting.
Well, they do say it's the quiet ones. I could see he'd make a refreshing change from Kenton.
You getting ahead with the veg boxes?
No. These are for the shop. Have you been spreading the glad tidings?
Yeah, Peggy was very pleased. Jack too.
Yeah. You sure he took it in? I don't think he's always quite with it these days.
No, he's more with it than us. He knows where we're going for this trip.
What? He does? Where?
No, he didn't say where exactly.
Well, that's not much use then.
But he knows what we're going to be doing.
What? Oh, come on, Pat. Don't keep me in suspense.
Oh, well, you'll be pleased. It's a fishing trip.
A fishing trip? God, that's wonderful.
It is for you.
Fantastic. That's brilliant.
Oh, yeah. I was hoping it was Venice again when he said we needed our passports. A romantic weekend on the canals.
No, you can't catch anything there. Too much pollution.
You see? That's out then.
Well, we can't be going far. We're not away for long enough.
I suppose that's something. Jack made it sound like we might be rounding Cape Horn.
No, it's got to be somewhere in Europe.
With a river?
Hmm. And lots of historical stuff and museums for you to look around. There are loads of places like that.
Well, I suppose.
Paris, Prague, Rome. Oh, no. The Tiber's not very big.
I'd have liked it to be something we could have done together. It is our anniversary.
Oh, come fishing with me. I've been telling you for years you'd like it if you give it a chance.
Oh, yes, I know you have. 30 years. You haven't convinced me yet.
Sid's looking a bit glum. What's the matter with him?
Oh, the bull didn't win the regional heat of the Pub of the Year competition, they heard this morning.
Oh, dear. So his winter pansies flowered in vain, eh?
Yeah, afraid so. Some other pub's going to carry the honour of Borsetshire to the national final.
Oh, well, you win some, you lose some. Oh,
I should warn you, he's working off his disappointment by throwing himself into this new football team of Roy's.
He doesn't want to play, does he? I mean, I know we're a bit short of players.
Oh, no. He seems to have elected himself as coach. He's fixed up a game with the lads from the Borchester Leisure Centre.
Oh, I suppose it's useful to have someone who's prepared to work on a fixture list.
And he's coming to your practice on Friday to give you the benefit of his years of experience.
Oh, great. I thought I'd heard the last of that when he stopped having anything to do with the cricket team.
Oh, well, you win some, you lose some.
Yeah. If Alan's looking very chirpy, though.
Oh, yeah, she's got that taxi service all sorted for next year.
Oh, for the R&B nights?
Yeah, whatever she's doing, really. Yeah, they've agreed to run a people carrier between here, Borchester and Hollerton. She can guarantee to fill it.
Hmm? Well, that swirl night was packed out.
Yeah, people aren't so keen to come out in January, though, are they?
Hmm. It's not so bad if you've got a taxi door-to-door, though.
Yeah, I suppose. Anyway, she's got hands full with a disco night on Christmas Eve and the one the day after Boxing Day.
Evening, Kirsty.
Hello, Tony.
Hi, Dad. Can I get you a drink?
Yes, thanks. I'll have a pint.
And what would Pat like?
Is Mum with you?
Yeah, she's over there, talking to David and Ruth.
Oh, yeah.
So, what'll it be?
Better make it something strong. She's had a bit of a disappointment.
Oh, no.
Never mind. My mystery trip will soon cheer her up.
Yes, I know. I mean, I'm really looking forward to it. I can't wait.
A fishing trip? I can't believe it. After all that build-up. Fishing trip.
It is a bit of a come-down.
Fishing trip, and I was so excited.
Tony still is, presumably.
Oh, he is. I must try and get over it. I don't want to spoil his fun.
No, I'm sure you won't.
I understand how you're feeling, though.
Yeah, I thought I was going to be serenaded in a gondola, not sitting in some freezing cold, rickety old boat with Tony shushing me in case I disturb the fish.
Maybe it won't be that bad.
No?
You could always take a good book.
Does have a funny side, I suppose. I really don't want to spoil it for Tony.
No, of course you don't.
I'm sure you won't. Oh, I'll have had time to get used to it by then. What I'm not looking forward to is tomorrow.
What, when Tom and Helen give you the tickets?
Yes. And I've got to look surprised and delighted.
Linda's revving up her rehearsals.
Where is the man? Come on.
Yeah, hello.
Oh, last. It's Linda Snell.
Yeah, they said that you wanted me.
It took them long enough to find you.
Well, I was clearing up. Mrs. Pargeter doesn't really like us taking personal calls while we're at work.
Oh, she won't mind. I won't keep you long.
Look,
it's about a Christmas carol. I just wanted to make sure you remembered that you had an extra rehearsal tonight.
Yeah, look, I've got it written down. I've got them all written down in my diary.
Oh, I'm pleased to hear it. I wish some of the other members of the cast would follow your example.
If that's all, I should really be getting back.
Oh, yes. Well, I can't have you getting into trouble with Elizabeth. See you this evening, then. Owen, there was one other tiny thing, and... Oh, really? Wouldn't have killed him to say goodbye.
Oh, we've done a good day's work here. Really got on top of that Underwood's order.
Yeah. I'm sorry I couldn't do that overtime.
Oh, that's all right.
I've got this extra rehearsal with Owen. Must be hard for him coming into the production so late.
That's why I didn't feel I could say no.
Oh, it's okay, honestly. As it happens, I couldn't have worked over myself. Tom's coming round.
Oh, that's nice.
Well, we'll see.
Is he coming to tell you about your mystery trip?
Yes. Not that it's such a mystery now.
I wouldn't be so sure about that. Jack could have got it wrong.
He was pretty definite about it.
Yeah, but I mean, I know he's wonderful for his age, but he can sometimes get the wrong end of the stick, can't he?
Yeah, maybe, but I don't see how he could make up a fishing trip unless there was something in it. Why would it come into his head?
At least you know you'll be going abroad, and that'd be nice.
Yeah, unless that's another red herring. You have to get licences and things to fish, don't you? I mean, how would Tom have got hold of those?
Part of a package?
Oh, well, it's silly speculating when I shall know soon enough.
Yeah. Is Helen coming with you?
No, thank goodness.
Well, didn't you want to see her?
Oh, yes, of course, but I'd never have fooled her with my fake enthusiasm. She can always see through me.
Why aren't you coming?
Well, she's been in the shop today.
Too much for her, was it?
Oh, she enjoyed it, but she found it quite tiring. Thought it'd be better if she just went straight back to the clinic.
It's early days, I suppose.
Well, it's a good sign she could admit she was tired. She never would before. Too busy trying to be Wonder Woman.
Know what you mean.
That's half the problem. Yeah, that's all clean for the morning. You can get off if you like, Clary. I'll finish washing those jugs.
Oh, it's okay. No rush.
Are you sure?
No point being early.
You give you and Owen more time to run through your lines.
I suppose. I don't find him that easy to get on with, to tell you the truth, Pat.
Oh, he's a bit reserved. Well, me and Mr. Booth, we used to have a bit of a chat if we got there before Linda, but I never get a word out of Owen.
I think he's quite shy.
Yeah. Kathy seems to be the only one who can bring him out of his shell.
She has rather taken him under her wing from the sound of it.
Some of the cast are wondering if it's a bit more than that.
Owen and Kathy? I don't think so.
Mm-hmm.
She likes a man with a bit more about him.
Just with Kenton staying in New Zealand. And you know how people talk.
Oh, we're barking up the wrong tree this time. Kathy and Owen, he's just one of her lame ducks.
Oh, good. You're here.
Yeah, I said I would be.
No sign of Clary?
No, no. In another 5 minutes, she'll be late.
Well, let's give her the benefit of the doubt, shall we?
I like to be prompt.
Good for you. Well, we don't need to waste time while we're waiting. I could run through your lines.
I'd rather not, if you don't mind.
Oh, just a thought.
Well, it confuses me to go through the lines with so many different people.
Well, I certainly don't want to confuse you, Owen. Maybe we could take the opportunity to look through the rehearsal schedule.
Oh, why?
See if we can squeeze in a few more for you.
No, I can't do any more.
Oh, you don't know what I'm suggesting yet.
But this is a very busy time for me.
Ah, well, it's a busy time for everyone.
At work. My work has to come first.
Oh, I wasn't suggesting you take time off.
Look, I'm finding this more tiring than I expected.
Ah, well, yes. Melpomene and Thalia are hard taskmistresses, I'm afraid.
You what?
But when you serve the dramatic muse...
Look, it's affecting my work. I can't do any more.
That's not a very helpful attitude,
is it? I'm sorry.
You took this role on. One does expect a certain level of commitment.
Yeah, I didn't take it on. You asked me.
Kathy suggested you.
I was doing you a favour.
Well, I presumed that you understood what it entailed.
Yeah, well, Kathy said it was a small part.
It is.
It was. But with all these extra rehearsals...
Oh, they're just to get you up to speed. When I feel you really grasp the part...
No, well, I'm doing my best.
I'm sure you are, but...
I can't do any more. I'm sorry.
Oh, sorry. Am I late?
Yeah, nearly.
Not at all. By my watch, you're 2 minutes early. Good. But we better get on. Don't want to waste any more of Mr. Fezziwig's precious time.
Here it all is. Are you excited?
Oh, yes, yes.
Oh, I am. Can't wait.
Right, well, first we have the plane tickets.
Peter! Wonderful!
Peter, is there a river there?
I don't know. But that's just the airport you fly to. You're not staying there.
Oh, aren't we?
Well, you'll be close enough to take a look at the tower if you want. Waiting for you at the airport will be a hire car. Here's the bum for that.
Oh, great. Thank you. I wondered how we were going to get around.
I thought you'd like the chance to burn up a bit of Italian rubber.
Oh, I will.
And we'll be able to see something of Tuscany, won't we?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Now, you'll be staying in Lucca. Here's the hotel maps and so on.
Oh, look, Tony, it's charming.
Yeah, it looks wonderful.
I've read about Lucca. It sounds beautiful. It's still got city walls.
Has it got a river?
Dad, what's this obsession with rivers?
Well...
I have got one for you.
I thought you might.
Have you?
Yeah, on Sunday, you're going on to Florence.
Florence? How fantastic.
The Arno, isn't it?
Because on Sunday evening, I've got you tickets for... the opera.
The opera?
Oh, Tom, I don't know what to say. Thank you.
I'm afraid it isn't quite the one we wanted.
Oh, that doesn't matter.
No.
It's called Don Carlos.
Who?
It's by Verdi, so I'm assured it'll have some good tunes.
Oh, it doesn't matter. I mean, just going to an opera in Italy. Tony, won't it be a night to remember?
Don't worry, Dad. Have something that's a little bit more up your street planned for Monday.
Yeah, I thought you might have. I mean, you've been so thoughtful.
Oh, you have.
On Monday, you'll be off to Bologna.
To a river.
No. What is this with rivers? For a tour of the Lamborghini Factory Museum. There you are. There's a brochure.
Hmm? Oh, wow. Hey, Pat, look at this.
What a brilliant idea.
Oh, yeah, it's great.
I wanted you both to have a special treat.
Oh, thank you, love. That's wonderful.
And you're not coming back till Tuesday, so you've got time to see more of Tuscany. Just leave the car at the airport.
Fantastic. We must get on the net, see what else we could fit in.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe you could find one of these rivers you're so keen on, Dad.
Could I?
Do a bit of fishing, even.
Have you arranged some?
No. Why would I?
I suppose that will have to do. I had hoped you might be a bit more secure with your lines by now, Owen.
Yeah, well, I'm doing my best.
We can go through them again if you like.
No, thanks.
No, I don't think that's going to help. And I really would like to tackle the dance again this evening.
But there's only two of us here.
I am aware of that.
It doesn't seem much point, then.
Mr and Mrs Fezziwig are the top couple.
I know that, but without the others,
we really need to be sure of the steps, don't we, if everyone else is following us? Exactly, Clary. Thank you.
But if they're not here to follow,
I've prepared some diagrams for you after the problems we had last week.
Oh, no.
And I found this video.
Okay.
They danced it in one of those Jane Austen adaptations.
Oh, I like them.
Oh, lucky I spotted it then.
Yeah, I haven't got a video.
You haven't got a video?
No, I haven't.
Well, there must be one somewhere at Lower Loxley. It's a conference centre.
Oh, Mrs Pargeter doesn't like the staff using the facilities for personal projects.
Oh, for heaven's sake. I'm sure she'd understand. I'll have a word.
No. No, no. Please don't interfere.
It's all right. If I take it, you can come round to our house and we can look at it together.
That's very generous of you,
Clary. I don't think that'll be necessary.
It's very important you get this right, you know. It's a crucial scene.
I'll look at the diagrams. Maybe, Kathy could help me.
Well, I suppose so. Owen, this is a pivotal moment. We see Scrooge's capacity for merriment if he's in the right company.
Oh, yes.
And as I've said before, it's very important that Mr and Mrs Fezziwig positively radiate geniality.
Yeah, right. I'll try.
Yes. Well, let's get started, shall we?
I don't understand how Jack got the idea I booked a fishing trip.
I don't understand why I believed
him. Well, you said he seemed very sure. He must have got the idea from somewhere.
Hmm. We were trying to think of ideas to do with pearls because it's your pearl anniversary.
Well, maybe he thought we'd be diving for them.
Oh, no. Aqualungs were one thing he didn't mention.
Ah, that's it, of course. The opera.
Well, what's that got to do with fishing?
Nothing, not the one you're seeing, but Helen suggested we try to get you tickets for the Pearl Fishers.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, that's what gave us the idea of an opera in the first place.
And Jack just picked up on the fishing bit.
Mum says there's usually a grain of sense in his stories, if he can work it out.
I'm sorry if you're disappointed.
I'm not.
No, neither am I, Tom. We're going to have a fantastic time.
And you don't have to worry about anything while you're away. I'll look after the farm and keep an eye on Helen for you.
Oh, this is so kind, Tom. You've thought of everything.
Just sorry I couldn't find the pearl fishers for you.
Well, that couldn't matter less. And we can ask Caroline and Oliver all about this one. They'll know.
Oh, yeah. They're big opera buffs, aren't they? They can give us an idea of the plot.
Don't worry, Dad. There's only one thing you need to know about opera.
What's that?
It ain't over till the fat lady sings.
I think that's all we can usefully do for tonight.
Oh, good, right. I'll just get my coat.
Don't worry. I shan't lock you in.
I'll be getting off then, Linda.
Clary, thank you for all your hard work this evening.
I tried.
Yes, you did. Oh, I'm sorry.
What for?
Well, putting you in this position. If I'd had any idea how bad he was going to be.
Well, I think he's just nervous.
He's not the only one. Why Kathy ever suggested him, I can't
remember. She just thought he'd be all right.
Had my doubts, but she was so persuasive.
Now, I think you might be different with her.
Well, it's a pity they don't have more scenes together.
Mm.
No. I should have trusted my instincts.
You didn't have much choice.
I could have tinkered with the script. That man has no business being anywhere near us.
All right, Owen.
Yeah, cheers.
See you Friday, then.
Yeah, I've got it all written down.
Oh, that reminds me.
Yeah.
I was looking for a time when we could rehearse the dance with the whole cast again.
Well, I told you, I can't do any extra rehearsals.
Owen, all it means is 1 hour next Wednesday evening. Surely you can make that.
Wednesday?
No, that's impossible. I'm taking Kathy out.
Clary's been Christmas shopping.
Clary, you've been busy. Oh,
just doing a bit of Christmas shopping.
A bit? Was there anything left in the shops?
Well, I don't know when I'm going to get a chance again. We're always so busy in the run-up to Christmas.
How come you got the time off today?
Oh, Pat said I should take it. I'm going to cover for her in the dairy when they're away next week, so...
Oh, yeah, the big mystery trip. They know where they're going yet?
Yeah, Italy. Pat's really excited.
Oh, I guess you would be. I'd really like to go back there. There's so much to see.
They seem to be packing a lot into 4 days. They're going to an opera.
Cool.
They're going to look like a car factory.
Oh, well, whatever turns you on.
And they're staying near Pisa, so I think they can look at that tower.
Oh, it's an amazing thing. It really does lean, you know?
Yeah, so I've heard.
But I mean, really lean. It's such a surprise. I took a step back to take a better look and fell on my ass.
Oh, dear.
But the guide picked me up, so that worked out well. He was so cute.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Giovanni. Mamma mia. Oh, don't worry, Clary. Not half as cute as Ed.
I'm pleased to hear it.
At least from what I remember, Ed's cute. I haven't seen much of him this week.
Well, he's been so busy helping his dad with the turkeys.
Yeah, but I enjoy him coming in to see me, though.
They're going really well now.
Still, at least that's put me in Emma's good books.
Well, don't she like Edward coming in to see you?
Well, now that she's the head honcho, she takes her responsibilities very seriously.
She's a serious girl.
Must be settling down so young and all.
Oh, William's quite serious, too.
So they make a good pair. And it's got me and Ed to shake them up a bit now.
Yeah.
We're out in the town tonight. I'm going to ask him if they'd like to join us.
Ah, well, tonight might not be such a good time, because William's got this big shoot on today.
Oh, all the more reason.
Oh, sorry about that, Beth. Hi, Clary.
Hello, darling.
Oh, don't worry, I'm cool.
I don't like leaving you on your own, but that was Will on the phone.
Oh, how did the shoot go? Nothing went wrong, did it?
No, it's fine. Brian Aldred was really pleased with him.
Good. So now he was worried about it.
He's so conscientious.
Yeah.
Hard to believe he and Ed are brothers sometimes. You sure there isn't a little secret you've been keeping from them all these years, Clary?
A little what? Oh, Beth, what did you say?
Ed's got a serious side too.
Is that right? I haven't seen it, thank the Lord.
He's changed a lot since he's been abroad.
Yeah.
Much more mature, I suppose.
What can I say? The love of a good woman works wonders, don't you think, Emmy?
Well, I don't know about you two, but I'm mortified.
I don't know how I'm going to face Alan.
Josh is in for a very serious talking to.
Yeah, no television for Daniel tonight.
I shall remind Jamie that Father Christmas only comes to good boys.
Was quite funny, though, wasn't it?
David, no, it wasn't.
It could have been dangerous.
They were only setting fire to the raisins.
And melting the jelly babies.
Well, you could see that would be fun.
Those candles are a temptation, though. I've always thought so.
Well, they make a serious point about Christmas.
Hmm. The kids might not quite get that.
I thought Alan explained it very well. Oh. What's he going to think of me? I'm a church warden.
I think I saw him hide a smile.
That's not the point. They should have behaved themselves.
Well, they probably would have if they hadn't all been in the same pew.
Oh, yeah. How did they manage that?
Oh, it was Daniel's idea. It always is. You know, sometimes it reminds me so much of Kenton.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Cathy. Our brother's really messed up your Christmas, hasn't he?
I'm trying to make the best of it.
I've had an idea. You know this big panto they've got on in Felpersham?
Yeah.
Well, Kenton did talk about taking Daniel.
Oh, did he?
Shall I see if I can get tickets?
Oh, you'll be lucky.
We can all go together.
No, thanks, Sheila. That's a really nice thought, but we're going already.
Oh, good, I'm glad.
Kenton got us tickets before he left.
Oh, I see.
I'm afraid he didn't mention anything about you and Daniel.
Typical.
Oh, it wasn't a definite plan. So the three of you were going?
Yeah, we were, but now...
Well, if you've got a spare ticket, I'm sure Daniel would love to come with you.
Oh, well, the thing is, Sheila...
Hi, Mum.
Jamie Perks, I'm ashamed of you.
What have I done?
Showing me up in church like that.
What?
She means setting fire to your sweets.
It wasn't my idea.
I don't suppose it was.
Don't tell tales.
How did you three ruffians end up in the same pew anyway?
We just did.
Yes.
I'm not very pleased with you at all. Father Christmas doesn't come to bad boys.
Oh, Mum!
I'm sure he's sorry, aren't you, Jamie?
Yes, I am!
We were just talking about the pantomime next week. Bad boys don't go to pantomimes either.
I'll be good, promise!
Yeah, you better be.
You won't want to take Daniel, then.
Is Daniel coming? Cool!
Shula thought we had a spare ticket.
And we have! Eight!
I did offer it to Owen.
Oh, sorry, Cathy, I didn't realise.
I don't want Owen to come.
Jamie... It was very kind of him to offer.
He never says anything. Daniel's fun.
There's a reference.
Oh, sorry, Cathy. I didn't mean to cause a problem.
You haven't.
Owen offered to take the ticket off my hands because he's a very nice man, Jamie.
I want Daniel!
But I'm sure he'll be relieved not to have to spend an afternoon with a lot of screaming kids.
Well, doesn't sound like his kind of thing at all.
Of course Daniel can come.
That's the back all locked up. And what are you doing?
Cashing up.
That's my job.
Did I do it for you?
Why?
So you can get on home. I can lock up.
No, it's all right.
Well, we'll all have a lot to tell you after this big shoot.
So?
You might even like to go out to celebrate.
Kenton left me in charge.
Ed and I are going to a club in Felpersham later. If you got off now, you could collect Will and change and we could meet up.
Did you hear what I said?
Kenton left you in charge. I know that.
And the money's my responsibility.
I wasn't planning to... I just thought it would help.
It doesn't. I've got my own methods and Kenton knows that and that's why he left me in charge.
Sure. Whatever. I'll leave you to it, then.
I think that would be best.
Right. I'll get my coat. Oh, well, works for me, too, anyway. Means Ed and I'll have a chance to grab a drink before we hit the town. Night, then. See you in the morning.
Night. Try not to be late.
Come in, Clary.
It's warmer in here. I didn't mean to disturb you. Not when you're getting the tea.
It's all under control. What's this favour you want, then?
It's a bit of a cheek.
Go on, I can only say no.
I wondered if you'd hide Joe's present for me.
Oh, I see.
You know how crowded our place is.
Yes.
And he's like a kid about Christmas. I can't think where I could put it. He wouldn't find it.
Is it that big?
Not really. Just awkward to hide.
So what is it?
A new portable telly.
Oh, good heavens.
Oh, no, it's a bit extravagant, but it is from all of us. On special offer, bargain for what it is.
You can get some good deals. Yeah, of course I'll hide it for you.
Oh, thanks. Now, Eddie's picking it up from the shop tomorrow, so I'll get him to bring it round.
That's fine.
You sure you got room?
Yes, I'll put it in the loft.
He didn't give you a hand with that.
There's no need.
Oh, you don't want to be doing it on your own.
Well, Owen's coming round before the rehearsal. I'm sure he wouldn't mind helping me.
How is he?
Poor chap must feel like he lives at the village hall, all these extra rehearsals.
Yeah, I think it is getting him down a bit.
You had one yesterday, didn't you? How did it go?
All right.
You don't sound very sure.
He and Linda had a bit of a falling out, to be honest with you.
Well, what about?
All these extra rehearsals. Well, he reckons he's very busy at work.
He is. Oh, Linda always does this, doesn't she?
Oh, she's very
kind. She just has to push it. He's doing her a favour.
Yeah, I know, but you see, there's this big dance.
Is that what she wanted the extra rehearsal for?
It's not even really extra. I mean, lots of the cast will be there anyway, so she can go through it with all of us. But he says he won't come.
That's a shame. But if he's busy at work, Linda really can't expect
him. No, it ain't work. He said he were going out with you.
Going out with me?
Yeah.
I don't know why I'd say that. When is this rehearsal?
Next Wednesday.
Oh, he's not going out with me. He was coming to the pantomime with me and Jamie.
Oh, I see.
Using Kenton's spare ticket.
Right.
You made it sound like a date.
Sorry.
Anyway, he doesn't need to go now.
Doesn't he?
No, Daniel's coming.
Oh, well, that'll be nice for Jamie.
Be nice for Owen. He'll be able to come to this dance rehearsal after all. I'll ring him and tell him the good news.
So, come on, tell me all about it.
Oh, it went really well.
He said that on the phone. I want details.
Oh, I don't know where to start. Well, Adam and Debbie turned up to help with the beating.
Oh, Brian promised you they would.
I'm still worried they might not. The idea of them taking orders from me.
You're the keeper. What you say goes. So, how were they with you?
I'm fine. I'm really good. Even when I had to, tell them where to go.
You're in charge. It's your shoot.
I enjoyed that, actually. It was a good feeling.
Of course it is. Try to get used to it.
And they were very nice afterwards. Both said how well they thought it had gone.
I should hope they did. They're lucky to have you.
Well, the gun said the same. Got lots of tips.
Oh, good. Good, they can go in the baby jar.
But I haven't told you the best thing.
Go on.
When I was sorting out the bag...
Yeah?
Brian came over to congratulate me.
He needs you, Will. You're a great keeper.
He said he was really pleased.
Naturally.
You never guess what he did next.
Talked about a bonus?
No. He only offered me a nip of scotch from his hip flask.
Really? Oh, my word, you have arrived.
That's what I thought. Oh, I just wish...
What?
I just wish I liked scotch more.
Well, we'll have to think of a better way to celebrate. I've got a nice tea cooking.
Yeah, I can smell it great.
It's your favourite.
Thanks, Em. You really make me feel special.
That's not the end of it. Oh, Then I thought we could go out somewhere.
Oh.
A club in Felpersham, maybe. I mean, I know it's a weeknight, but...
Yeah, it's a great idea, but it might be a bit... awkward.
Oh, you're tired. Sorry, of course, if you'd rather stay in.
It's not that. The thing is, I kind of promised I'd meet the lads down the ball.
The lads?
Some of the beaters. And I thought it might be a good idea. I'll buy him a drink and that.
Ah, yeah.
I want him to feel loyal to the shoot scene. Well, if that makes any sense, I'm really sorry.
That'd be daft. If it's going to help, well, you'd better do it.
I did kind of promise.
Oh, really? It don't matter. It's just an idea.
A really nice one. We can go out the weekend to celebrate.
Yeah. Yeah, of course we can.
Is tea ready yet? I'm starving.
Yeah, well, you should have eaten those sweets, not set fire to them.
Oh, Mum!
No, I just need to make a phone call. You go and wash your hands. It won't be long.
All right.
Owen? Hi, it's Cathy. I've got some good news for you. It's about that pantomime.
Linda's called an extra rehearsal.
Evening, Susan. Here we are again.
Oh, not much point in going home. Have you seen the rehearsal schedule for next week?
Not yet.
Bring a sleeping bag.
At least I'm not late for this one. I thought I might be.
No, people are still getting themselves together.
Hired to walk down. Eddie ain't back yet.
Oh, still over with his turkeys.
Either that or the ollie. Busy time of year for us.
I'm surprised you never did another Grundy's World of Christmas.
Well, that were popular, but we only just about broke even.
Oh, off and away, isn't it?
So your mum's got our Santa on her roof.
Oh, it's horrible, isn't it?
I've never liked it.
The only reason I'm glad to be stuck in that caravan for Christmas, I don't have to look at it.
Oh, now, you know this, Susan. Mm-hmm. Now, when are the Christmas services this year?
Oh, right, well, there's midnight at St. Stephen's.
Good. I'd like to get to that if I can. Such a nice way to start Christmas.
Yeah. And then there's the family service at Dannington on Christmas morning.
Well, that's it, I'm finished. They can stuff their poxy fiver, sorry.
Christopher.
Oh, dear, didn't the practice go well?
No, it didn't. Sid came.
Well, he's not playing, surely.
I reckon he's the coach. The things he's had us doing.
Like what?
Weight training. What use is that?
Well, it keeps you fit. All that running round, you need to be in touch.
He talked to me about running round. He only had us doing circuits at the Bull car park.
Oh, goodness.
Ed and Jazz, I thought it was a right laugh.
I didn't think they was in the team.
They're not. Said the time to stand round making sarky comments.
Oh, never mind, love. It'll be a while before Linda needs you. You got time to catch your breath.
You mean I'm going to be hanging round here for hours doing nothing?
I brought this week's Echo to read. Do you want that?
I suppose it'll pass the time.
You can do the crossword.
Oh, hi, Cathy.
Hi. Do you know if Owen's arrived yet?
Oh, yeah. Linda wanted to talk to him. I think they went into the kitchen.
Oh, right. Thanks.
Oh, they might not want to be interrupted, though. Really, why not? Well, she was having a right go at him when I went in for a glass of water.
Oh, dear. She weren't too happy with him on Wednesday, neither.
Oh, I don't know why she cast him.
Think she's regretting it?
No, I bet she is.
She said she wouldn't have had him, only Cathy made such a big thing of it.
Yeah. Very keen, wasn't she?
I really don't think there's anything in them rumours. Mm-hmm. I'm talking to her yesterday. She was quite...
Oh, this is this. I don't believe it.
Christopher, Clary was talking.
You have to hear this. It's mega. In the Sits Vacant column. Tom Archer, processed meats.
Oh, is that what he's calling it?
Required for February. Full-time butcher, experienced in the manufacture of premium sausages.
What's the difference between them and ordinary ones?
Never, never ask Tom that question.
Required immediately, part-time pig's herds person. Herds person for organic breeding.
What's that mean?
Pig man. If Tom thinks any girl's likely to go anywhere near all that
Christopher. Well, he's certainly thinking big.
I'll see. Look at the layout. Must have cost a bomb.
A pig man. I wonder if that'd do for our Edward. He'll need some work after Christmas.
Oh, no, Clary, not pig man. Herds person. Do you think adds up to it?
If you could just bear that in mind, Ellen.
Yeah, I'll try. I said I would.
OK, if I come in. Not interrupting.
Oh, no, no. We've had our little chat.
I must get on, rally the troops.
We'll be with you in a minute, Linda. What was all that about?
Oh, she's just got a few notes for me, isn't that what you call them?
Yeah, see? You're picking up all the theatrical jargon.
Yeah.
Oh, and are you okay?
Yeah, why wouldn't I be?
I just wondered. You seemed a bit funny with me on the phone yesterday.
Yeah, well, I was disappointed.
You weren't?
I was. I was looking forward to going to the pantomime.
I can't believe that. You're just being nice.
No.
It's okay. This is much better for everyone.
If you say so.
More fun for Jamie.
Oh, yeah, for Jamie.
And less of a pain for you.
And you?
Oh, don't worry about me. I'm used to doing things on my own with the kids.
And that's the way you like it.
And now you'll be able to go to this dance rehearsal, won't you?
Oh, you heard about that?
Yeah, Clary told me.
And told you what a fool I'd made of myself on Wednesday. So that's why
No, don't be silly. She didn't say anything of the kind. You just need more practice, that's all.
Yeah, and everything, apparently.
Oh, you're too hard on yourself. Come on, we better join the others. Don't want to get Linda in a bad mood.
Ah, Christopher, can I just have a word with you before we start?
Yeah.
Now, it's about your posture.
My what?
You are playing a young Victorian gentleman.
I'm only an apprentice.
A young Victorian apprentice. They stood up straight, or they got poked in the back.
You saying I don't?
I am. You slouch.
I don't.
You do. You stand with your weight on one hip, with your shoulders all scrunched up and your head poked forward.
I do. You're making me sound like the Hunchback of Notre Dame.
And that's what you look like. Everyone does these days. You young people are going to have terrible rheumatism when you're older.
Yeah, yeah.
No, not yeah, yeah, Christopher. This is important.
Are we ready to start?
It's crucial to the look of the thing. Owen, what do you think about Christopher's posture?
What? Well, I don't ask him.
He needs to stand up straight, doesn't he?
That wouldn't hurt.
Oh, cheers, mate. At least people notice him on stage.
No need to get personal. I was asking my opinion.
And a pretty rubbish one it was, too.
Don't speak to me like that.
Speak how I like.
No, that's enough. That's enough. No more bickering.
You started it.
And I'm finishing it. On stage. Now, please. Well, come on. We've got a lot to get through this evening.
Yo-ho, my boys. No more work tonight. Christmas Eve, Ebenezer. Let's have the shutters up before a man can say...
No, Owen, no, you still haven't got it.
I never will if she keeps on letting him like
that. I want warmth, geniality. You're excited, it's Christmas Eve.
The thing will be if they don't get on with it. They have been stuck on this scene a long time.
He didn't clap his hands either.
Well, that's not very helpful. Well, he didn't. I mean, it's in the script.
Let's try again from the top.
Yo-ho, my boys. No more work tonight. Christmas Eve, Ebenezer. Let's have the shutters up before the man can say Jack Robinson.
Christopher, try and look a bit more excited.
Oh, she's having a go at everyone tonight, isn't she?
Well, he does look rather bored.
I'm not excited.
Well, you should be.
He's not very exciting.
Yeah, well, I'm trying to be.
Oh, this is just going round in circles. She should move on. They've got to get it right sometime.
All right, obviously this isn't working. Let's try a different approach.
Oh, no, no, we'll be here all night.
Right. Intimacy. That's what we need.
What?
That's our keynote. So, Owen, when you approach the young Ebenezer, bend over his desk.
I was sitting as straight as I could.
You could put a friendly arm around him.
No, he couldn't.
Oh, doesn't she know anything about lads? They don't go in for this touchy-feely stuff.
I don't think I'd feel very comfortable with that.
Don't see not Owen goes in for it neither.
He's just rather a private person.
You won't be the only one.
Now, don't be silly, Christopher. This is a play. We all have to lose our inhibitions on stage.
That's what's worrying me.
Oh, Christopher.
What exactly does that mean?
Yeah, what does he?
I'm fussy he puts their arms around me, that's all.
You what? Don't you speak to me like that. I've had enough of it.
Christopher, really?
I am.
Right. Well, that's it.
Owen, what are you doing?
I'm going home.
You can't.
Don't tell me what I can and can't do. I've been doing you a favour, and this is the thanks I get. I quit.
No, no, please, we can sort this out. Take five, everyone. Owen, please, wait. Oh, Lord, what a kerfuffle.
Well, it was bound to happen sooner or later, wasn't it?
There's always a moment when Linda goes too far. She shouldn't have pushed him like that. I'd better go to
them. No, leave it to them to sort out, Cathy.
Well, you can't blame Linda for getting frustrated.
He does his best.
Well, maybe, but he just isn't much good, is he?
I don't think that's very fair. He was under a lot of stress tonight.
We all get nervous. If he can't cope with that...
Most of it caused by your son.
No, hang on a minute.
No. What he was implying, that was disgraceful.
Oh, that's just lads for you.
Maybe he went a bit far.
A bit.
But it's very frustrating for him sitting there for hours waiting for Owen to get his lines right.
He's doing his best. And with Christopher winding him up all the time.
Look, Cathy, we all know he's your protégé, but...
Why? What?
Oh, come on. Linda only gave him the part because you begged her to.
Oh, that's ridiculous. Wasn't like that at all.
And now we're all suffering the consequences. Oh, excuse me, I'm going to talk to Christopher.
I didn't beg Linda. Where on earth has she got that idea from?
Oh, she was just upset. You know, defending Christopher. Take no notice.
I just thought it would bring Owen out of his shell, that's all.
Just done that all right.
Linda was grateful for the suggestion.
Yes.
She was. Is she saying I begged her?
Not exactly.
Oh, I see. So this is what everyone thinks, is it? That Owen's only in the cast because I wanted him in?
Not everyone.
So what else are they saying?
A lot of people realise he's just a friend.
Just... You mean the others think there's something going on between us?
Well, I've told them it ain't true.
Oh, my God, do they think I'm that desperate?
No.
I threw myself at the first available man the minute Kenton was out of the picture. We're friends.
I know. Oh, don't upset yourself, Cathy.
I am upset.
You know what this village is like.
Yeah, I should have remembered.
There's always some stupid rumour going round. No one takes any notice.
Well, it might. That might explain. Does he know about these rumours?
Don't know.
I need to talk to him.
I ain't said nothing to... Oh, Lord.
Am I, safe to come back?
Yeah. She's gone to find Owen.
Oh, surprise, surprise.
She'd be really upset, Susan.
Well, I'm upset too, blaming Christopher.
It weren't very nice, what he's saying.
Oh, I know. I've just told him that. But you've got to admit, there is something weird about that bloke.
Oh, good. I've been looking for you. I was afraid I'd missed you.
I thought I needed to calm down a bit before I got in a car.
Do you mind if I join you?
It's a free wall.
Are you all right?
Not really.
No?
Would you be? Standing up there, being insulted like that, with everyone watching and... sniggering.
Oh, you shouldn't take any notice of what Christopher says.
It's hard not to.
Well, he's an idiot. All adolescent boys are. Everyone knows that.
Yeah, but it's not just Christopher, though, is it?
Isn't it?
Yeah, everyone's talking about me behind my back.
Oh, I'm sure they're not.
They are. I know they are.
What do you think they're saying?
Well, they always say that I'm no good.
Owen, that isn't true.
It's always true. It's always the same. You know, I try. I try so hard. I'm never good enough. They always end up laughing at me.
Nobody's laughing at you.
Oh, they are. It's always the same. I should never have taken this on in the first place.
Oh, don't say that.
I mean, why did I think it would be any different this time, eh? Why did I do it?
No, I talked you into it. Blame me.
It's not your fault. It's me. It's always the same.
It doesn't have to be.
No, you don't understand. I'll just go. That'll be the best thing for everyone.
No, you won't. You won't quit. I'm not going to let this happen to you.
Oh, but, Cathy...
You're going to be great, Owen. We'll show them.
Was written by Mary Cutler and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Birmingham studios by Rosemary Watts.